The Traveling Museum Shopping Network is brought to you by the following sponsors. B&B's Traveling Museum and Vintage Mercantile. It's like a museum, but everything is for sale. Pocket Monkey Vintage. The biggest selection of vintage jackets in Northern California. Free Blockbuster Bay Area. Take a movie, leave a movie, learn more at freeblockbuster.org. And now, enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Thomas. This is Tony. Welcome to the Traveling Museum Shopping Network. Today we're talking about shipwrecks.
Shipwrecks of the Great Lakes.
Specifically, of the Great Lakes. Have you been to the Great Lakes before?
I have not.
No. I've flown over them.
Ah, are they majestic from 30,000 feet?
Lake Michigan's very big. Are you a lake person?
I mean, I'm a Lake Tahoe person. Mm. Lake Elsinore, not so much.
Not a lake person. My grandpa always said, people who like lakes can't afford to live near an ocean.
Oh, well, that's probably true.
And he grew up in Colorado, so I have to believe him. Shipwrecks of the Great Lakes, what is this?
We're looking at a beautiful 1980s sweatshirt here, or sweater. It's a great cotton. We think this is probably mostly cotton. It's got great hand feel, though. Great vintage hand feel. You've got beautiful graphics here of the Great Lakes, and then you've got a numbered list of every shipwreck on the Great Lakes.
This is the great debate, because I'm unwilling to read the entire sweatshirt, and I'm unwilling to count. There are numbers associated with each boat.
I see that.
But the biggest number I see is like mid-200s. If I were to tell you how many shipwrecks were actually in the Great Lakes, how many would you think there are?
I would say there's a few thousand.
There are 6,000 to date.
Yeah, that's...
But today only, a special here at the Traveling Museum, we're going to make it 7,000 wrecks.
Wow.
Just for the viewers today. 7,000 wrecks in Lake...
You heard it here first on the Traveling Museum Shopping Network.
Just today, don't look at it tomorrow.
7,000 wrecks.
7,000 wrecks in the Great Lakes. Can you think of any ships of note?
Well, the only one that comes to mind is the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Because of the Gordon Lightfoot song.
Beautiful song. The ghosts of the crew of the Edmund Fitzgerald are calling, and they're telling you to sink $49 into this great deal today.
That's right, we didn't talk about price. $49, it's a great deal. It's vintage. We don't know what size it is because the tag doesn't exist anymore, but I'd say it's a big medium, small large.
Yeah.
Like an 80s large.
Yeah, that's this sweatshirt. If you were wearing this in the 1980s, you might look like a 28-year-old who's never had sex before. But in 2024, wearing this, men, women, they're going to be flocking to you.
They're going to think that you just bought a boat.
This is perfect for a cocktail party, a quinceañera, bar mitzvah. At really any kind of event that you could think of.
I would wear this to Easter.
Yeah, this is a great Easter, Christmas dinner. Great Christmas dinner. Great conversation starter, really.
It's very nice. The surprising thing about this, about the Great Lakes to me, is that 6,000 wrecks in the Great Lakes, 7,000 today, in the Pacific Ocean, in the history of the Pacific Ocean, only about 3,000 wrecks.
Wow.
That's nonsense.
That's a shocking statistic.
Do you know anything about these boats?
Like I said, other than the Edmund Fitzgerald, I don't know a whole lot. I do know that the Edmund Fitzgerald was transporting ore.
Wow.
A lot of ore back there. I don't know. But just looking at some of these names, some of my favorites are Sinaloa, like the Sinaloa cartel out of Mexico. Very famous.
B.W. Arnold sounds like a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great plumbing company. I like Goldsby because that's it's reminiscent of gospel, of the gospel. I like this one, White Henry, Le Blanc Henri.
Montcalm, too. Calm Mountain. Not so much anymore. That one also sang. What's on the back here? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so if you just take a look at the back, you've got the, I guess you could call these the lesser Great Lakes. That would be everyone that's not Michigan or Superior, right? Still huge by lake standards. You know, though, if I asked you what the largest freshwater lake in the world by volume was, what do you think it would be?
You know, I know that it's not in America.
That's true.
It's in like one of those Russian countries.
Yeah.
Near Russia. I can't think of it.
I think it is in Russia. It's in Siberia specifically, though. It's Lake Baikal. It's gigantic. It holds like 20% of the world's fresh water.
But I knew it wasn't in America.
Using Bing also? That's insane.
Here's the thing. This is a PC that I don't use very often, and the default search engine is in fact Bing. Mm. But I am reading Wikipedia, which I feel like is more... better?
More better.
Than yeah, Bing.
Right.
When you think about it, the crazy thing about this sweater is that all of these shipwrecks are also memorializing the dead people on those boats.
Ooh, that makes this segment a lot less funny than...
The Edmund Fitzgerald is right here on the front. So many people died on that boat.
Like 7.
No, it was way more than that.
No way.
We gotta find that out.
It's like a crew of 13 or something like that.
29.
Okay. That's, I'm selling it short.
But don't let that deter you from buying the sweater. We're celebrating these people's lives because, are you familiar with Taoism?
Yes.
I want to talk about Taoism. One of the tenets of Taoism is not looking at things as good or bad. Are you familiar with this? That's this sweatshirt to me. We could perceive that it's bad that all of these people died. Thousands of people. What's 27 times 6,000? 7,000 today. That could be as many people as that died in these lakes. But because they died, we got this sweatshirt. So was it a bad thing they died? I don't know. Because somebody could really wear this to like an 8th grade dance.
Yeah, exactly. 8th grade dance. Maybe a local gala event. Maybe a city council meeting. You're trying to dress up a little bit, but you don't want to dress up too much.
On the subject of that, this faux collar, it's got a little faux collar up here, makes it look a little bit nicer, a little dressier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It has that, there is some pilling on the inside, not quite like a new pair of sweatpants when they're really soft and really nice, but it's still, it's been cared for, it's been gently washed, and I think it's going to feel great on the skin. You're going to look good when you're wearing it. You're going to love this sweater, and for $49, that's a steal. You're basically stealing this from
It looks like you bought this from a kitschy shop on the shores of Lake Michigan. You took a family trip to Chicago, and you're like, I need to get something. Mm-hmm. I need to get something to bring home. And you got Shipwrecks of the Great Lakes because it was weird and morbid. And you don't even have to go to Chicago to get it because we offer shipping and handling.
That's right. If you purchase this today in our Depop store, we're not going to pick up the shipping and handling, but it's probably going to be pretty affordable.
Okay, you're going to be under $60. It's a great deal. Here's what I'll say about it. $49.
Basic math.
There's 5 Great Lakes. That's less than $10 a lake you're paying for.
That is. That's
That's an unbeatable deal. I want to run some shipwreck movies by you.
Okay.
I want to get your take on these. Let's talk about Pearl Harbor.
Oh, the Affleck Hartnett classic from 2001?
Would you consider, yeah, 2001, would you consider this a shipwreck movie?
Oh, well, I mean, I would not.
Ooh, I don't know.
I would not. I don't consider... I think of a shipwreck as happening at sea, right? I think of a shipwreck as happening at sea. This is happening in a harbor.
It's in water, though.
And really, only one of those ships is actually still a shipwreck. That, of course, being the USS Arizona.
How many people die? How many people are you desecrating right now by saying that that's not an actual shipwreck? How many people do you think died?
In the USS Arizona specifically, I think that's where the majority of the deaths from the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor came from. I think almost 3,000 sailors died on the U.S. Sailors and Marines, can't disparage the Marine Corps here. 3,000 sailors and Marines died on the USS Arizona.
About 1,200.
That's...
You're right, not a shipwreck.
3,000 died total then in the attack? I don't know.
This movie's terrible. Not worth your time. What about this one? What do we got here? The Perfect Storm.
Oh, that's... This is...
Thoughts on The Perfect Storm.
I mean, this has everything that a shipwreck movie should have. We're talking Massachusetts. We're talking fisher people. We're talking big storm. I guess they are technically just fishermen.
Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Marky Mark is
in George Clooney, yeah, that's right. Clooney. That's right. Yeah. Good movie. Real shipwreck.
Yeah.
Ship goes down, right? Spoiler alerts, ship goes down.
They do all die, yeah.
I got a couple more. Titanic.
Oh man, that's the number one shipwreck movie that's coming to mind.
Is this your favorite shipwreck movie?
I mean, you might be able to pull something out of the bag there that I like better than this, but I think Titanic is a fantastic motion picture.
Front to back. All 3 hours. It's interesting. I recently watched it in HD, which you shouldn't do because the CGI
doesn't hold up.
The rendering times. Yeah. It must have been really difficult for them to have quality renderings back then. But great movie. I saw it in a drive-in theater with my parents.
Horrible sound quality.
Double feature with Mulan. I was very uncomfortable when Kate Winslet was naked because I was, I don't know, nine, eight, 9 years old.
Arm. Or when she's on the couch. No, on the couch. She's on the couch, yeah.
It's a, I think it's the first time I saw a bare chest on film with my parents in the room.
Oh, yeah.
In the car, even. Ooh. It was a lot. Mulan, though, great. Mulan was great. Last one. This is debatable. Brad Pitt and Moneyball. Not a shipwreck movie, but a shipwreck of a franchise. Yeah, the Oakland Athletics.
That's unfortunate for them. What do we say we do some modeling here, huh?
Throw it on!
Let's see what we're... Let's see what we're working
with. Let's really test that big, medium, small, large theory.
Yeah, so sweaters for me, I...
Natural large?
I usually will wear a large... You know, I could do a medium sweater depending on how it's fitting. This fits me absolutely perfectly. This feels incredible.
Do you want to sell it now?
I look great. I don't know if I can let this go. This might be going into my personal collection. You could wear this to funerals.
This is something you'd wear to, like, community theater. It's going to be a conversation starter with people that you might not want to talk to.
That's true. Don't get high and go to CVS when you're wearing this, because people will be talking to you about it. You're going to be cool when you're wearing this, right? Like, I feel cool right now.
It doesn't happen very often.
Do you think I look cool?
I think you look cool. I can sense your presence. I could feel the presence of the sweater even on the table. Anyways, $49.
It's an incredible price. If you call today, we're going to throw in this book, Mysterious Sea Monsters of California's Coast. That's not a Great Lake. That is the ocean, but it is still nautical themed.
Water's water, man.
Look at this. You got the Gordon's fisherman guy in the rain slicker.
He's like Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park.
This is a mustachioed Dennis
it's
Nedry.
It's like the guy who owns Curious George.
Oh, the man in the yellow hat. Right. Man in the yellow rain slicker.
This is him before the monkey.
This is specifically about the Monterey Peninsula. You've got some great drawings in here. This book originally published in 1979, this edition from 1993. So it's right in the same era as this sweater. So, I mean, you're looking for a conversation starter. You've got your Shipwrecks of the Great Lake sweater on. You're walking around with your Mysterious Sea Monsters of the California Coast. And you're talking to people. You're out there, you're living life.
And that's free with purchase. We're going to take care of the processing and handling.
On this.
Yeah,
correct.
Not on the sweater. You will pay for that if you buy the sweater. Sweater available on Depop. It's also going to be available at Pocket Monkey Vintage in the Traveling Museum Annex, the room we're currently in. I know a lot of our customers are local. They're looking for local history. Mm-hmm. When you think about Earth and just the span of the universe, really everything on Earth is local, right? Like, we're not that far from the Great Lakes in comparison to Mars, is all I'm saying. You know, it's American history, it's local enough. Please come and take the sweater from us.
We give you the sweater, you give us $49, which once again is an incredible deal. And everybody's gonna go home happy.
And your closet won't be a shipwreck because of it.
Nice.
Thanks.